This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by a Chinese drug maker is the first to be granted official approval by China's government. China's National Medical Products Administration announced Thursday that it has given conditional approval to a vaccine developed by Beijing Biological Products Institute, a subsidiary of state-owned Sinopharm. The regulatory agency granted the approval a day after Sinopharm said the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 79.3% against the coronavirus in a final large-scale clinical trial. However, outside experts have questioned Sinopharm's claims since it has not provided the necessary data so it can be independently verified. Scientists say there is reason for concern, but not alarm, about new variants of the coronavirus. The strain that has been spreading in England is now in the United States. Health officials in the state of California say a patient there has been infected with a coronavirus variant first detected in Britain, and that it is likely more cases will be identified here in the United States. California is the second state with the COVID-19 variant strain, following a case in Colorado earlier this week. In both California and the Colorado case, the persons infected had no known travel history. So far, the United States has recorded more than 340,000 COVID-19 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in a search for 10 people missing on Thursday, a day after a landslide in the southern area of the state, of the country. Norway swept away some dozens of buildings. 10 people were injured, one critically, after the landslide in the residential area just north of the capital, Oslo. The head of the police operation said it remains a rescue operation. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai was back in court Thursday facing renewed attempt to get his bail revoked. The Hong Kong prosecutors took the case to the Court of Final Appeals. There is word that his bond was revoked and that he's heading back to detention. He was granted bail last week under tough restrictions, 3 weeks after he was charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces, a new charge under the national security law imposed by Beijing this year. U.S. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure authorizing the $2,000 payment. With a new Congress due to be sworn in January 3rd, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Without action, the House bill will expire. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly on Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing body. Starting on Friday, New Year's Day, trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. And U.S. trade officials say on Wednesday they were increasing tariffs on certain European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.